League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I mean,
it's an MLM.
You're putting lipstick on a pig, right?
Right.
Like, yeah. MLM, direct sales, social marketing, network marketing. It's all the same.
Right.
You're all just finding different ways to call it what it is.
Yeah. I'm a mess. I do my makeup in my car. Pulling up 6:30 when I told you 6 o'clock. What? I admit I'm always about to fall apart. But you would never notice because I make you think I'm not. You're saying on me, but you don't. Make it look easy. What a joke. Looks can be deceiving, could let you see the real me. But I let you think I'm perfect.
Happy Tuesday.
Okay, God. This dog, I just started my period, and this dog is all up in my...
No,
ew. Smell me.
Gage, get disgusting. Lost. Beat it. You know, go on somewhere.
Nastiest
crazy
dog.
Nasty.
Well, we're coming to you from our almost finished studio.
Almost.
It only took like a year.
Actually, or more.
I was thinking about it. I think it actually has been almost a year since season two started.
Yeah, it has actually.
Which is
crazy.
Yeah.
Because now we're on season three.
Yeah.
The seasons are just flying by.
They sure are.
They're just flying by.
Well, we have a good episode for you, I think. We are going to, we're going to dig into some TikTok drama. If you are on TikTok, then you have probably seen this on your For You page. I don't know how anybody could be on TikTok and missing this. And it is crazy, and it gets crazier by the day.
Really?
Yes.
I was on TikTok the other day and I didn't see it.
Well, let me tell you, I was doing my homework last night and now I don't have a single video that isn't related to this on my For You page. I have to like completely recurate my page.
I'm going to let you look at my TikTok when we're done with this and let you see my For You page. Because my For You page is like, I mean, I'm not mad about it, but it's nothing that people talk about.
I've sent you a bunch of good stuff lately.
Oh, I haven't checked. So. The other night I just got on for a second and did I send you one?
You may have. I think I have like 100 TikToks that have been sent to me that I haven't watched yet.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But anyways, we're going to get into that. And perfect. We're going to play a snippet at the end of the episode from this. Well, technically it's last month. We're just late with it. But the Patreon episode that we are recording today with Ashley Peters.
Yes. So excited.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for her.
She's so freaking funny. I
yes,
can't.
She is.
Okay. So you probably didn't see it because I storied it right before I like walked into your house.
Oh no.
Look up on your phone right now.
Okay.
Look up the reason that chainsaws were invented.
Like Google it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, just look up the purpose for chainsaws and go ahead and read it out loud.
Chainsaw purpose. Is that how it?
Yeah, like why were chainsaws invented?
Okay. A chainsaw or chain saw is a portable gasoline.
No. So look up why were chainsaws invented?
Oh, there we go. Popped right up. Two doctors invented the chainsaw in 1780 to make the removal of pelvic bone easier and less time consuming during childbirth. It was powered by a hand crank and looked like a modern day kitchen knife with little teeth and a chain that would wound in an oval. I said wound. You know what I meant. Wound. Are you kidding me? Look at the pictures of it.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like a clarinet. Like a little bit.
Yeah, it actually kind of does. Horrifying. Can you imagine? I kept reading. Somebody said to look it up, which I did, obviously. And I was reading about it, and they were saying that they would literally cut through to remove part of the pelvic bone, like if a baby was breached or something like that. And it would most of the time leave women unable to walk. Like, no. Thank God for modern medicine.
Honest to God, I probably would have never had a baby.
Not if I knew that that thing was in existence and could be used. Uh-uh.
Also, speaking of babies, my kid just ran like 2 minutes ago. We're waiting on Mike to get home, and Fisher was sitting in the kitchen having a snack, and then he just ran. So I don't know exactly where he went.
Oh, and there he is, screaming for mama.
I'm like, that's not good.
All right, well, you know what? We'll just pause this and come back.
Wow. Little does he know, he just came in here and told us he's late for school. It's school time. And he just doesn't know that when school starts, like, it doesn't end, buddy. You're not going to be wanting school time. Right. Luckily, I can see him on the camera in his bedroom. And sure enough, he's packing his bag with his stuff.
Well, good for him.
Good for him.
You know he's going to be the class clown.
And I love that Maggie's in there with him.
Is she? Yeah. She's babysitting. She's a good babysitter.
She is a great babysitter. Wow.
Okay. So, what was I going to say? Damn it. Oh. What? Kendra Scott. Did you see all the stuff with her?
No. Uh-uh.
She's turning Kendra Scott, like the jewelry company,
yeah,
into an MLM, into direct sales.
Why?
I have no idea.
Did she come on and say that, or did... Or is there minions out there telling us?
No, there was this big announcement of this new initiative that Kendra Scott is doing. And then people, of course, were freaking out and being like, why? Like, with everything that's come out recently, mm-hmm, about multi-level marketing.
Yeah.
Like the Lululemon document. Lululemon.
I know what you mean. LuLaRoe. Whatever. LuLaRoe.
Like, yeah, that documentary and whatever.
Yeah.
Why in the world would you adapt an MLM model
to your business,
to your successful, already successful business?
Right.
It's really bizarre. Hold on. I'm looking it
up. The crazy part is with MLMs, and I feel like they're pretty much all the same. And I had someone reach out to me the other day about being in one. And I was like, I'm already familiar with that brand because I used to be under that brand when they had one product that I wanted to sell. And I didn't realize like what the MLM thing was. Like, that was a new world. And I got out of it because, A, I wasn't going to have people under me. Like, I didn't get into it to do that, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm not trying to be rude, but everybody that's in an MLM says all the same stuff. Like, they all regurgitate the exact same information on their stories and their platforms the same exact way, which means they're getting it from their, like, upline or whatever it is. Right. And I'm just like,
well, because here's what? The thing. The product, whatever it is, there's a million MLMs out there. The product is just the, like, vessel to make it legal.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
You're not actually selling products. It's not about the products. It's never been about the products, yeah, no matter what company you look at.
Yeah.
It's about the dream, the possibilities, the being, yeah, able to
be your own boss,
be a mom and yeah, be your own boss and do it all and girl boss.
Yeah.
Like, no, fucking, yeah, choke on a dick like that. Sorry if you're in an MLM. I'm just telling you how, yeah, it is. This is the reality of it, is that nobody's making it big. There's like a, right, small,
I was gonna
fraction
say, there
of people
is
that
a
do.
Small fraction of people that do that showcase it. Like, I worked with a girl a long time ago and she's in one. And she does go on all the trips and she does show all the things, but it's so funny.
But they do
funny.
It by preying on the people that are in,
yeah,
desperate situations, or the people that feel like they just need something more in their life, whatever. Like, yeah. So she is calling, she announced it on Facebook on, mm-hmm, March 3rd. So it's a
Facebook of all places.
Right.
What do you know?
She announced that it's launching a direct sales program. So, okay, that's why when people were like, it's an MLM. And she's like, no, it's direct sales.
It's an MLM.
You're putting lipstick on a pig, right?
Right.
Like, yeah, MLM, direct sales, social marketing, network marketing. It's all the same.
Right.
You're all just finding different ways to call it what it is.
Yeah.
So it's Direct Retail by Kendra Scott. The brand claims that for you can basically start your own business through Kendra Scott,
uh-huh,
by paying, buying their packages that start at $199 and they go through $14.99.
Oh, so you buy the product to start it, and then so it's right. one of those.
So not only is it an MLM,
did we learn nothing from the LuLaRoe right. leftover candy corn leggings that didn't sell?
Right. Like, so what? Not only is it an MLM that she's saying no, it's direct retail, but you have to hold inventory, which is a very outdated way of doing MLM in the first place.
Right.
Like, oh, okay, we're going to go back to doing like jewelry parties in people's living rooms.
Right. Which I had so many of those in like 2002, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever it was.
All of the above.
It wasn't 2002 or 2003 because I was in high school, but it was damn sure right after.
Yeah. So I can't. I'm just. It really changes my perception on her brand.
Did she say why she was doing that? Like, what was her reasoning? Because I'm sure people were like, why?
So the article that I'm reading on medium.com says, due to the nature of this business model, people are rightfully concerned. In the comment section of their Facebook post, Kendra Scott has responded to the critics, but not quite to people's liking. She says, we believe that true entrepreneurship is born from women supporting women. Fucking barf. However, we are not launching this program as an MLM. So... probably what that means is that you're not actually getting bonused to recruit. That's yeah. probably, if I had to guess, that's probably the one the thing that makes it different.
Yeah.
So she goes on to say, our direct retail platform is built as a direct selling model run by business-minded entrepreneurs with no emphasis on recruitment or building teams. We have a responsibility to use our talents to create good in the world, and we know they're
being sales reps for Kendra Scott, basically.
Yes. Create good in the world, and we know there are so many more opportunities to impact local communities where Kendra Scott does not have reach, but our stores, website, and wholesale partners will continue to be integral to our Kendra Scott brand. It goes on to say, there are a few things to note in this response. First, entrepreneurship is not joining another company. It is starting your own. Kendra Scott started her own jewelry business. Consultants who sign up to sell Kendra Scott jewelry are not starting their own business. Second, in the response, the brand states that there will be no emphasis on recruitment. This is very different from the statement, no recruitment, that would debunk claims that they weren't starting an MLM. While Kendra Scott has not yet released a public compensation plan, their wording of no emphasis on recruitment leads me to believe that there will be recruitment. They just don't want to make it sound as predatory. This is a relatively common tactic in MLM companies. Or in MLMs. Companies may claim that you don't have to recruit to make money or that you won't be pressured to recruit. However, the reality is that whenever recruiting is monetarily incentivized, it will happen, and those who take advantage of it will be the ones who profit. So yeah. Literally, it's an MLM. She can say whatever she wants.
Right.
Direct sales, network marketing, whatever.
It's an MLM.
It's an MLM.
Which... I mean, I don't understand really like how people are still doing MLMs. It is such a brainwash for people. It's so crazy.
Well, and let's be honest. Let's look at who the like target audience is for Kendra Scott brand in the first place. It's young moms, mm-hmm. Southern yeah. women who tend to fall susceptible to this kind of
mm-hmm. keep your MLMs targeting away from
practice
us.
Whatever this yeah. type of business model in the first place. So she's got the perfect audience to start an MLM, and you know, as I said, lipstick on a pig,
right?
Not about it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out and to see who joins it. Do you think influencers are going to get involved in it? Because a lot of them push Kendra Scott.
They
like didn't Champagne and Chanel just do a collab with them? She had just had
oh
to,
I don't know
she just did something with them.
I mean,
but they have codes and all that. So I wonder if they're going to.
That
eventually...
probably isn't going to stop. If I had to guess, like the influencer partnerships and the, like that no, side of the business.
I wouldn't think so.
But I don't just like holding the like you're making them hold inventory. Like if you were an independent contractor to promote, I don't know. It just is. Mm-hmm. It's icky.
No,
it's
it icky. Is. Yeah. And that's a lot of work too to like buy. That's expensive buying all your inventory because Kendra Scott's not like super cheap by any means. It's not Claire's, you know.
It isn't. Like, but you can start your inventory at $199.
So you're gonna buy a necklace?
Well, that's just it. Like, so I'm buying like what
a necklace and a bracelet,
4 pieces of jewelry, probably 6 pieces of jewelry at wholesale.
Right?
Are they? So that's probably not actually the case. You're gonna get more than 6 pieces of jewelry. So. Mm-hmm. is the jewelry a lower quality? Like, is the jewelry that's going to be manufactured for Kendra, direct sales by Kendra Scott, is that going to be like a lower grade than the Kendra the Scott that you're going to find right at Nordstrom or wherever Kendra Scott stores?
And it's crazy because it like cheapens the brand.
Oh, I think so. Immensely.
Yeah.
It's a $1 billion brand.
Is like, it really?
I'm pretty sure. I'm going to look it up, but Kendra Scott.
That's wild.
Yeah.
It's been around for a while and it has such a good reputation and it's like you said, it's thriving. So to do something like that and go do something like this, Kendra, what are you doing, girl?
Yeah. The company has a valuation of more than $1 billion.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, TBD. We'll see how this plays out. I can't wait to see actually how this plays out. What?
So I actually didn't know this.
What?
Did you know that she stepped down as CEO last year?
Oh, no, I didn't. Why?
I didn't know that at all. So, yeah, this article came out.
Isn't it weird, like, having your own company that's named after yourself and then stepping down as CEO?
Well, it's like Bobby Brown. Like, when Bobby Brown stepped away from the makeup. Bobby Brown Cosmetics, yeah. I was like, what? And now she has a new makeup line.
Oh.
But it's totally different. It's so on brand for her because it's very minimalist. And it's about just, like...
Yeah.
You know, using enhancing as few products as possible to enhance natural things. Uh-huh. So it's called like Jones Road Beauty or something. Oh. It's really interesting.
Well, that's like Jessica Simpson when she bought her name back. It's like, wait a second. It's so crazy. Like what people don't understand about like businesses like that or huge corporations, I guess in the fashion world, like you sell your name or you have investors that like own partnership of that. But I love that she like bought it back and was like, finally, I own
my name.
But that's just crazy to think that people own a part of that and a part of you and your brand. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Trippy.
There's a wedding dress designer and I don't even think that we can actually use her name on the podcast for legal reasons. Do you know who I'm talking about? Mm-mm. Her first name rhymes with Failey. Her last name's rhyme with Phage. No, mm-mm. Not ringing any bells.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's like her. Like she can't use her name. She can't be identified by her birth given name in public.
Why?
Because JLM, is the like umbrella of brands that her brand was under, they're basically in this ongoing legal feud. It's been years. Years. So her handle on Instagram is a girl you might know.
Oh, yes.
Because she can't use her name for anything.
Didn't we talk about this a while ago?
Because we might have. Handle.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But like her husband used her name on his social media, her legal name used it. Just like.
See, that's stupid.
And he's getting sued. They're suing him.
That's crazy. I'm sorry. That's crazy.
The whole thing is
because there's other people named that.
Yeah.
So what, they're not allowed to have anyone say their name either?
And so
that's stupid.
Right now, judges have approved, listen, I'm not a lawyer, so I'm going to call it junctions, but that's not the right word. But judges have signed off on whatever these rules. She can't design anything. She can't, like, not even under another name, another pseudonym, nothing. She cannot design.
She can't. What started the drama?
I think she chose to leave.
Oh,
she
didn't, and they were bitter. They were big mad.
Yes. I don't remember all the details about why she chose to leave JLM, mm-hmm. but she did choose to leave.
Which sounds like it probably wasn't the greatest thing at the time.
No, I think it was a bad sitch.
Bad move.
Bailey.
Yeah. So anyways, she can't design. She can't legally change her name. They keep blocking her from legally changing her name. So she's like, so I'm supposed to go through this life with no name? She figured out like with her parents and her fiance and her family, like they came up with a new name for her that she was going to change her name to and she can't change it. I'll have to see. I haven't looked on her stuff in a while, so I'll have to see if there's any updates.
That is so weird that because again, other people are named that.
Right. Like, I find it hard to believe she's the only person in the world with that name.
I know. People are like, no, don't say it.
Yeah. Weird. But I'm not saying it here because I'm not trying to get sued.
No, no, we're not going to do that. We just now finished in our studio. We can't be bothered with a lawsuit.
They are very litigious, and I would like to stay out of it.
Yeah, no thanks. Managing money can be hard, and juggling subscriptions, even harder. Don't go at it alone. Get Truebill. Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, want, or simply forgot about. On average, people save $720 a year with Truebill, which is insane. $720 a year. It's a lot of pairs of shoes. Because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel, Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your accounts and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions so you don't have to.
Truebill has been like such a blessing. I'm admittedly terrible at managing money.
Yeah, same.
And like I set it and forget it. I put my bills on autopilot and like that's it. So Truebill has been like a blessing because it learns your habits, and so it saves the right amount at the right time to help you avoid overdraft fees. It helps you track and understand like your credit score and get better rates.
Yeah.
And it will even help you find better rates for like certain things. Like I was able to get better rates on my car insurance.
Oh yeah.
It was an alert through Truebill. They're like, do you want us to help you lower your car insurance? I said, you bet.
It's like having a really savvy spouse, like basically a good money managing husband.
Right. My husband and I can't manage money, and that's why we use Truebill.
Right.
Don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/swiping up. Go right now, Truebill.com/swiping up. It could save you thousands a year. Truebill.com/swiping up.
Did you see that Champagne, well, Emily addressed like pregnancy rumors on her stories? So she had gotten on stories, I don't know, this was a few days ago now, and several people had sent it to us, and
I totally missed it.
Oh yeah. She was like, okay, everybody keeps speculating on pregnancy rumors, and this has been happening for the past couple months, and saying that this is a bump and a 12-week bump and blah, 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 blah. And she's like, this is not a 12-week bump. And she's like, I'm one margarita deep right now, and I'm just over it. Which we've had people message us being like, I think she's pregnant. And I'm like, yeah. I mean, she does talk about wanting
babies. She does talk about wanting a family. She did get married last year. Like, yeah. It wouldn't be unheard of for her at this point. Right.
But she, like, showed her stomach, and she's like, this is not a bump. If this is a bump, then we need to reevaluate, like, what is socially acceptable, basically. But at the same time, a 12-week bump is like nothing. You know,
I was just going
to
say,
12-week bump is like a taco.
What would we need to reevaluate?
Well, what I found interesting, I do think it's annoying and inconsiderate. And I think we need to stop asking people if they're pregnant, because what if she's trying and she can't? But at the same time, what I thought was interesting is people were like, socially acceptable, but in the world of like getting Botox and fillers and changing all these things about yourself, but then you're saying that we need to change what's socially acceptable. Whatever drives that for yourself that you want to have done, fine. But it's just funny coming from an influencer. And I'm not saying she's like this. This is just what I read last night, which I found very interesting. People are like, why are you talking about things being socially acceptable with a 12-week bump when the influencer industry is so heavily on like Botox and fillers and being
looking
made
a
up
certain way.
And all of that. But like I said, I do think it's, I don't know. I think it's really inconsiderate to be like, and it would be annoying. I would be so freaking annoyed. I'd be like, no, I am not pregnant. And what if she's trying and she can't? Or what if she's had a miscarriage? It's just, what is the word I'm looking for? Not inconsiderate, but there's another word too.
Well, it's intrusive, because that's really what it is. At the end of the day, you just shouldn't be talking about anybody else's bodies in a positive or a negative, because it works both ways, right? Mm-hmm. Like if somebody is constantly getting like good praise, good praise, good praise, mm-hmm. well, then it has a trickle down effect, right? The people mm-hmm. seeing it are looking at her and being like, oh, well, she looks this way and she's
to be that way.
Right. Mm-hmm. But then also for that person that's getting all the positive praise, there's going to come a day where her body changes. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe she's working out like crazy. And then, mm-hmm. for example, we'll use Emily mm-hmm. in this instance. In that in a video on her, which might be what people were referring to with the pregnancy, like this whole conversation, because she was doing a try on her stories with different things. And people were like, oh my God, your arms, girlfriend, your arms. Oh my God, those arms. Mm-hmm. She's also working out like crazy now. Like that's, she's got a routine. That's like a thing for her. She talks about it. But there's going to come a day where maybe she's got something going on in her life. Maybe she's got some trauma or something happens and she's not going to the gym. And a couple months pass by and she starts feeling like shit because nobody's complimenting her strong arms. I don't know. I feel like whether it's positive or negative, we just shouldn't talk about other people's bodies.
I'm the opposite though. I'm a words of affirmation. If I'm going to the gym a ton, I don't mind that people are like, dang girl, you look great, because I know that I'm going to the gym and the effort is paying off. I know that if I don't go to the gym, then my body did change, you know, but I also wasn't putting in the effort that I was doing.
But I think a vague statement, you look great, you look healthy, you look happy, whatever. That is different than getting specific on somebody's body.
Oh no, I've posted a picture before on my feed and people were like, damn girl, your legs. I'm like, A, it's the angle and I'm wearing a heel, but you know, but I do know
the bigger picture is that it's more damaging than
not. I totally get that. I see that. And again, I think it's more about specifically to pregnancy. Like, you don't know if she's actively trying, and if she was pregnant, maybe she lost her baby and she's bloated from that. Maybe she's actively trying and she's on hormone replacements and she's bloated from that. Maybe she can't get pregnant.
Totally.
That is the bigger picture. But like I said, I was reading last night and people are like, well, that's rich coming from somebody that's pushing da 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 and all. It's, which I guess I can be the same way. I mean, there's certain instances I'm like, okay, that's cool. What? I guess I'm a hypocrite? I don't know. You know, it's fine until it's me. And then I'm like, ugh.
Well, no, and I think I think that's the issue. Like, everybody wants to hear good things, but then you don't want to hear bad things. And really, we just shouldn't be talking about each other's bodies.
Yeah.
That's it. Unless it's like your best friend or something. And you know, like, I know you're a words of affirmation person. Mm-hmm. I know that I can come to you and be like, you look amazing. Like, your arms are ripped.
Right.
Going to the gym's paying off. Right. Whatever. And you're going to be like, thanks.
Thanks, girl. I've been working out. Speaking of, I actually have had people ask this, so I'm just going to address it now. So with the arm thing, you know, I went to the doctor last week for my MRI. And I started, someone had sent me this whole lengthy, like, workout thing for just, it's not like a getting ripped situation.
It's just for building your ligaments. Shoulder muscles. Yeah.
Y'all. And knock on wood, because I hope I don't jinx anything, my shoulder pain is almost like a level one versus like a 8 or 9. It's weird. And I've done it every day, but I also been like researching. So I've been drinking like tart cherry juice, which helps with inflammation, and spinach and, spinach, tart cherry juice, and something else. Pomegranate juice. And it's supposed to help. And I'm like, what the heck? Am I a doctor?
Yes, like, you are.
So I'm not going to give, like, I don't want to share it on stories, like, specifically, because I don't want anybody tearing something and being like, oh my God, you told me to do this.
Uh-huh.
But, like, research, like I said, the person that sent me something, I was grateful to. It was a whole YouTube. So do your research if you have this, because I did not realize how many people suffer from something like this. I was like, what the heck? When I was sharing it, people were like, oh, I have that too. I've had a torn ligament in my shoulder for 10 years, which gave me hope too that my arm's not going to need to get amputated or major surgery, you know. But yeah, I guess I am a doctor now.
Yeah, totally. Add it to your resume.
Okay. Can you imagine? A Google doctor? Yes, that's me. Okay, moving right along. ACMA awards. I know you've seen this.
Yes. I mean, it looks...
Well, first of all, I've never had FOMO more than this. Because that's...
Really?
Yes. The country music stuff? Oh, yes, girl. Sign me up.
Mm. No, it definitely... It's like...
They are like behind the scenes on the stage.
It's an amalgam of all my worlds.
Yeah.
I've got TikTok people there, okay. Instagram people there, reality TV people there. Yeah. Like Courtney Shields is there and she was posing with Brock Davies. And I was like, say
and
what?
Matt James, like from The Bachelor. I was going to die if Tyler was there, but I didn't see him. But Matt James had his new boo there too. You see that? I forget her name. She was Rachel? Tagged with him. Yeah, Rachel.
Well, that was who he picked on The Bachelor.
Was it? Yeah. I didn't watch a season. I watched like 2 episodes.
So that's who he picked on The Bachelor.
I didn't know that.
And then she got canceled for all the race. Yeah,
they're still together.
To, they broke up for a long time, but they got back together.
I did not know they got back together because after the whole race thing, they broke up and it was like, you know, and I forgot all about that.
Yeah, that's the same girl.
Okay, cool. Sure. Well, good. I'm glad that they're working things out.
They're cute together. They're really cute. You know what? I think that's a great example of how somebody was given grace and time for growth.
Yeah.
And she obviously did what she needed to do and proved herself to him. And I root for them. No, hard.
Same. Yeah. And they're really cute. Like when I was watching all of the video, the stories of every, I was like looking in the background, like they were in Courtney's. I was like, oh, that's really cute.
Yeah.
Courtney said this was a bucket list item or item. Bucket list item, bucket list thing for her to do.
I'm sure it was, especially with like her passion for background. Music.
Yeah. Yep. But this is definitely like, I have FOMO.
There was a few people there. I was like, how in the world did you get an invite to this?
It's for Amazon Prime Video. So
I repeat.
Well, Amazon Prime Video translates to everybody. So it was probably just, they had this thing going on and they're like, hey, we have the ACMA awards. Like who knows? They might be at Coachella. Whatever, I don't know, but y'all can watch them. You can stream them on Amazon Prime Video. This is a no affiliation.
Wait,
with
were
Amazon
the awards
Prime Video.
Last night?
No, they're tonight. I think. Okay, right? I think it's tonight.
I knew it was. It was either tonight or last night.
I think it's tonight.
So what are they actually doing while they're there? I wonder. Like, are they doing? Are they just
presenting
there to be
something?
There and
I don't know.
Share it all on social media, or are they actually doing something? I'm curious.
I think they're just promoting Amazon Prime Video, like up until it, and just telling people to stream it and so forth and so on. I'm not really sure. I was looking at her stories. I mean, this is really cool for them.
I do love that Wolfgang Puck cooked for them, and Matt James called it hamburger helper.
I know.
I died a little. That shit was funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's get
into it. I want to get into this TikTok drama.
Right.
So I'm going to try really hard. There's a lot. It's very complex and there's a lot of moving pieces. I spent 4 hours.
Well, I know nothing about it. So if I understand by the end of it, you pass the test.
Great. So I'm just saying right now, I've got a piece of paper in front of me with everybody's names and handles. And so I can keep them straight.
Dang, girl. Look at you being so on it.
So the only person out of this whole list of people that I've ever heard of is Modern Warrior.
Okay.
His name is Lance Soucy.
Got it.
So
are these all people just specific to TikTok or are they on a reality show or what?
No, they're just specific to TikTok. They do have, some of them have other platforms, Twitters, so YouTube, things
like that. But
they're
known on TikTok.
Correct.
Like, okay, got it.
He also always uses the beauty filter.
No, he doesn't.
Swear to God.
No.
Please go. So his handle is modern_warrior_.
I'm going to be so annoyed.
And he always uses the beauty filter. He looks blurred into outer space.
No, he.
Yes. The occasional you'll get him, he'll like a green screen something and he won't have the filter on. And it's like a different man.
Wow.
So a video was made by a woman named Chelsea.
Okay.
And her handle is Chelsea Hart, H-A-R-T, is me. All one. So Chelsea made a video.
These people are literally popping up without me even typing anything else.
Oh, okay. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's literally everywhere.
I literally put C-H and I was like, right away.
Uh-huh.
And he was right away.
Uh-huh. So Chelsea made two videos, or I think it was two videos, which were quickly deleted.
Okay.
Of her laying in bed, crying, sobbing, talking about how like Lance Soucy like did her wrong. I didn't see the original videos.
Okay.
But I saw the videos then that followed.
Okay.
So apparently she deleted them because he called her and said that he was going to kill himself.
So they knew each other?
So,
through TikTok.
Yes, they knew each other through TikTok. They obviously had some sort of romantic relationship by her first videos, but I don't think that it wasn't like they were public about a relationship. Gotcha. So it can't, her video kind of came out of left field, her first ones, which she then deleted. And she put up another story and she was talking about how the last video she deleted because she doesn't wish harm on him. Blah, blah, blah. There's white supremacists, neo-Nazis actually is what she was saying. Neo-Nazis that want to kill him. And this is like an actual thing. He actually had to move. They had to do like a GoFundMe, I guess, months ago to like get him money because he needed to go into hiding and move because people were after him, I'm sure, based on his content. Certain demographics were not, do not take kindly to what he has to say. So that was like a legit thing. So it was a big concern that people were, I guess they were taking her video and using it as ammunition. So she was saying like, you know, I don't wish evil upon him. There are rumors about him being spread by neo-Nazis that are not true. And I will not stand by those.
Okay.
But this is what happened. So essentially they had a connection over TikTok. She talks about how she had some past traumas that she like opened up to him about, and he was so kind and like wonderful and listened to her cry about what was going on with her and he like helped her heal.
Okay.
And that their relationship then took like a romantic turn. And so when it took the romantic turn, she flew out to Denver, which is where he lives.
Okay.
And they had unprotected sex.
Okay.
And she found out 2 days after she got back to where she lives that he was on a date with another person. Mm-hmm. Now, the problem here is that he had had a conversation with her about how he was interested in polyamory.
What is that?
Polyamory is where like you have multiple relationships and partners.
Okay.
She said that wasn't something that she would be open to.
Got it.
So I
can you imagine if your name was polyamory?
It'd be rough.
Go ahead.
So she said that wasn't something that they'd be open to. He said, okay. And that's when she bought her ticket to Denver. So she had assumed that then
they were on the same page.
They were on the same page.
Right.
She found out on TikTok, he went out, he posted a video on a date with this girl to his TikTok. And that's how she found out. Lord. And that's when she made her first video. She was upset. So people are really feeling for Chelsea at this point. Like this guy's kind of a slime ball, right? Mm-hmm. Like he,
well, yeah, if you have a conversation and y'all are on the same page, but then 2 seconds later, you're out with someone else and you're posting about it.
And you're posting
he
about
wanted
it.
To get caught, right? Like he wanted her to see it,
right?
Obviously.
And like her thing is, I would never have given you consent to have sex with me unprotected had I known that you were also sleeping with other people.
Right.
Informed consent, right? Like that's a thing. You're not giving consent if you don't have all the details, if you don't have all the information.
Right.
So she's like, I never would have agreed to have sex with multiple partners, which by having unprotected sex with you, that's essentially what has happened. Mm-hmm. So you took advantage of me. And the videos go on. So she,
because she's got a couple posted to her feed right now with him on there.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm probably going to get this out of order. She either made another video elaborating. I think she made another video elaborating on the trauma that she was talking about was the fact that she lost a child. Oh, gosh. So
okay.
That when they first, like a year prior, she had lost a child and she was dealing with that. And she goes into a lot of detail in her videos about like the pain of that, not only like the emotional pain, but the physical pain, like to have the cramping and to, you know, having the contractions and then not have a child at the end of it is like super traumatic. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, she's like, what kind of man listens to you ugly cry and snot for hours, for months about the loss of a baby in an attempt to take advantage of you and get into your pants?
Right. A lot of men. Unfortunately.
So then another creator comes out. Her name is Amanda and her handle is Banana Marie.
Okay.
So I think she's private now.
Oh,
But you can check.
Pops right up too. Banana Marie
is private. Okay. So you can request to follow. I requested last night and she already accepted me.
Oh, she did.
So she's pretty active on there, but all of her videos are now deleted.
Okay.
So she came out and did a video and said, and they look so similar. I mean, my dude's got a type. And I also think it's important to note that they're both white women.
Uh-huh.
So
after what his page is like pushing and then he's.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of nuanced conversation happening on TikTok about the race thing, and he is a BIPOC man. And so like you have to acknowledge that and respect that, but you can still condemn his bad behavior mm-hmm. and it'll make more sense in a few minutes.
Okay.
So, Amanda comes on, she looks frighteningly similar to Chelsea.
Interesting.
And she's saying, and you can tell she's much more uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Her video is definitely a little spur of the moment. Chelsea's, she had a big ass ring light on, full blast. Mm-hmm. It was a little more produced.
Okay.
So Amanda comes on and she basically says, like, if you are on TikTok and you follow me at all, or if Chelsea, you've seen the stuff going on with Chelsea and Modern Warrior, then you already know my story because my story is identical to hers. And so basically he did
the same thing,
the exact same thing to this girl. They talked for months on end. They had a conversation about making their relationship romantic.
Right.
And she flew, both these women bought their own tickets and flew themselves out to Denver,
right,
where he coerced them essentially to have unprotected sex with him. And then they found out later that there was, well, she had just found out from Chelsea's video that there were other people all along because all these timelines all overlap.
Oh my gosh.
There was yet another woman who shared her story with a couple other creators that were kind of covering the drama.
Okay.
But they wanted to remain anonymous. Mm-hmm. And then there was another one yet named Julita Marie, Julita Marie. So she, as of Sunday, I think she likes as of yesterday, I think she called it off. It was either yesterday or like the Sunday prior, like yeah. very recently she called it off mm-hmm. with him after stuff started coming out. So like crazy. So obviously like repeat offender, right? He's yeah. doing this to multiple
this
women.
This is who he is. This is a person. Yeah.
This is who he is.
Right.
So then more people start digging in and he puts up a video and he says it's addressed to Chelsea. And he says that I'm so sorry that our friendship has come to this. And rude. Then he says that he feels sorry that, and I'm paraphrasing cause I don't remember verbatim, but he feels sorry that his communication couldn't be what he wanted it to be. Well, this triggered her big time.
Well, first of all, friendship would right. trigger me.
Right. Oh, understandably, regardless of anything else, mm-hmm. any other details, it just saying what he said, it's yeah. so condescending.
Yeah, absolutely it is.
Like, I'm sorry to see our friendship has come to this. Actually, you know, let me... Hold on. I'm gonna pull this up.
Hello, beautiful people. I just wanted to take a second to apologize to Chelsea. I'm very sorry that our friendship has come to this. I'm very sorry for not being the effective communicator that I wanted to be.
So she starts... She responds. So that's what he says. There's more to the original video.
Yeah.
But so she starts to get extremely emotional. Like before she was pretty stoic, but she freaks out here. I'm going to let you guys listen to this.
Okay. I may be pregnant with your child and you are apologizing for your communication. I have an ache that lives deep in my womb, Lance. And sometimes I just cry from my soul about it. And I sent you so many messages opening up to you about that. You knew. You knew. You fucking knew. You fucking knew.
Okay, so I'm going to stop it there.
Yeah.
So in this video, it goes from just having been coerced into having unprotected sex with multiple partners unknowingly, not being able to give informed consent, to she's could be with child.
Right.
And that he knew her trauma. The womb lands, you're going to die. Well, I think she was actually saying womb Lance. Because that's his name. But it sounds like Womblance.
It does.
And people have turned it into the most epic soundbite and on TikTok. It's absolutely incredible. Somebody wrote like a slow song. And now all these indigenous women on TikTok are sitting around campfires like rocking to the song. It's, oh my God, it's incredible.
Oh my God.
So she goes on this. And mind you, people really are taking umbrage now with the big ring light combined with the music. It's very, that's why I say, very produced.
Right. That's what I was, that's exactly what I was going to say. Like, so, if I was really upset, I'm probably not going to be thinking about putting music to something and like, you know.
Right. So anyways, so, okay, now I'm looking at the grid. So the video of the other girl, Amanda, who comes out is after this. So it's after his apology video and then Chelsea stitches it. And then, so, yeah. Okay. So we find out, well, this girl, Amanda, then I think the next day puts out a video and is basically like, fuck this shit. Like, I am not going to be used as a pawn by people with way more followers than me.
Yeah.
And she accuses Chelsea of using this whole situation to basically shed negative light onto an indigenous man, and she is manipulating the situation for followers and for fame and clout, and that she asked, there's another creator called Taverja.
Okay.
And she asked Taverja, and she had receipts. There are screenshots to back it up. Mm-hmm. She asked Taverja to refer to her as the pregnant one. The pregnant woman when referring to her for sympathy.
Okay.
And she says that basically Chelsea was like trying to dictate what Amanda could say or should say on her platform and was like calling her like incessantly at like all day and all night. Chelsea was calling Amanda call after call after call. And she said she confirmed with Lance. She asked Lance and she asked him what his experience was with Chelsea. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I didn't give him any details because I wanted to know his honest experience with her. And he confirmed that this is how she is.
Wow.
So we start getting more stories. Another creator by the, her handle is The Amazing DEA 253. She releases a screenshot anonymously. Then she steps forward later and says that she was the one that actually released it. And this screenshot is from a conversation with Chelsea where Chelsea tells her she had an abortion.
Stop.
She didn't lose her child like through miscarriage.
Stop.
She had an abortion. Well, then another creator dug up an old video of hers where she's mocking pro-lifers and talking about how she doesn't care that there are 900,000 abortions. She's singing a song. You know that song that's like 525,000? Well, she changes the words to talk about like these all these abortions and that she doesn't care. So she's minimizing. So, and listen, I'm not saying abortion comes with its own set of traumas for the women that have them. I am not, like, I don't think anybody's minimizing that. Mm-hmm. However, it's very different than the picture she depicted in the beginning where she was trying to manipulate people's emotions.
Yeah. In the womblands.
In the womblands.
Right.
So, yeah. So that happened. And anyways, it's just been a avalanche of stuff against her that has come out since then.
I stay off TikTok because this is so much.
It's crazy though. I'm like, this girl is something.
She's wild. Yeah, she's something else. And you know what? With the way that things can be tracked and screenshots and like all of that, why are we lying? Why are we doing this? Why? Because somebody's right. going to eventually get the balls to release something if you've done something. Like, why?
So the conversation, the screenshot was D, the amazing D253 says to Chelsea, "You had to bury your baby. I'm truly sorry. That pain is indescribable." And she said, "It was an abortion. Really confusing feelings. Basically, he was a piece of shit and we couldn't keep it. Still fucks me up that I had morning sickness."
Wow. Wow. That is disgusting.
So there's that. So then Simply Simone is a creator on TikTok and she shared a comment. So I guess Chelsea has a YouTube also. So she put this on YouTube.
Okay.
And somebody with the name Charlie Talk commented and said she did the same thing, referring to Chelsea. This is obviously alleged. There's no proof here.
Right.
She says she did the same thing when she lived in London as a comedian. The only real name she made for herself was a drama queen after she accused her ex of sexual harassment because he took a selfie of himself while she was sleeping in his bed and her shoulders were on display. He was a comedian too. When they broke up and he found someone else, she accused him of sexual assault right before this girl's head is in the way. But basically, she weaponizes her body and her relationships when somebody has crossed her. And there's a lot of people that are coming out and saying that that's who she is and how she operates. And it was probably as important as informed consent is, less about that and more about the fact that she wanted a monogamous relationship with him.
Yeah.
And he wasn't giving it to her. Right.
It was a control thing with that. Like, she wanted to be with him, and he was like, "No, I'm still dating other people." And doing all these, she turned it into something totally different and used that narrative for her story to push her stuff. And it probably is for followers and clout and all the things. Yep. Like, ew, that's disgusting to do that, though.
Bad. And so the problem is, like, what now a lot of people are, and this is why I was saying before, like, the race conversation is really nuanced because now we have, like, a white woman who is manipulating a situation to make a BIPOC man look bad, not saying that what he did wasn't wrong, but she knew exactly what she was doing by releasing these videos in the manner that she did. And you had other women, BIPOC women, white women of all creeds, that were coming to her defense and condemning his behavior. And
meanwhile, she was being like so conniving and doing this crap.
Right. Yeah. Meanwhile, there's another indigenous creator, a Native American creator. She's not even on. I think she got removed from TikTok. Her handle was Witchy Twitchy, I think, something like that.
Okay.
So she actually took up for Lance and people, Chelsea's followers were sending her death threats, telling her to kill herself.
What?
Oh yeah. She was like, and she's young too. And she was like devastated. Anyways, long story short, TikTok actually ended up banning her account. So now, and that's how she made her livelihood. So now she no longer has income over however the last many days it's been. And so now these same creators that were defending Chelsea initially are like, fuck. Like, we really messed up. And good. Like,
well, I'm glad they're at least, like, realizing that. And they need to do the same thing to Chelsea. That not tell her that stuff, but, like, flag it or whatever.
Hold her accountable for bad behavior. Yes. Yeah, it's, girl, it's pretty wild. New things coming out all the time. But, yeah, that's literally my entire feed. It's either things directly related to it or other people making TikToks about how that is their entire For You page.
That's why I stay on TikTok. Yes, I do.
What do you mean? This is what's interesting.
No, drama that doesn't that's have a lot. Me. That is like, my brain was like, no, that's crazy. That is, again, I don't understand why she would do that, knowing what she has said and trackable. And like,
why are people doing this on the internet?
Why? Especially nowadays, sister. Like, what are you doing? And furthermore, like, again, I'm not saying everybody's perfect, but if you know that you didn't lose a child out of something beyond your control, and you've told people that, but you're using that for your storyline,
you're manipulating the narrative.
And that's, yeah, that is gross. What she is doing is so gross.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did feel bad for her when you first started talking. I was like, oh, me too. Really sad. And then the more you kept talking, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
She's really sad.
I still don't feel bad for him, but yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel more sorry for this witchy twitchy girl and Amanda, right. Banana
and
Marie.
Being a typical guy, like wanting to do whatever he wants to do without being locked down, blah, 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 blah. But the fact that she's mad and came up with all this stuff, like, because she's mad that he wouldn't commit and like just be with her. Like, I'm sorry.
So bad. Ew. But I will now send you the funny TikToks that have come out of this, especially
for the womblands.
The womblands. Mm-hmm. And then people turn the "you fucking know" into a sound, and it's really good. It's really good.
Oh yeah, send me those. Let me see that.
Anyways, wow. So what a way to end. Right. I hope you enjoyed this drama that I spent a billion hours
researching.
Yeah.
I mean, you came with notes and all, girl.
Yeah, let me tell you. I mean, I live for some drama that ain't mine, you know?
Yes.
That ain't mine. Uh-huh. So, and I just love when things take a turn. I love when it's not so black and white.
It's not a Hallmark movie. Yeah. I'm a Hallmark movie kind of gal. Uh-huh. You know, I can predict it. I'm like, okay, he's going to go to the little town with her, and she's going to fall in love with him, and he's going to run into his ex in the market, and then they're going to get back together. Yeah.
No, see, what's the Lifetime channel? There's a second Lifetime channel where the movies all are darker.
Right. It's, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
That's what I like. Yeah. I like where it starts off Lifetime Hallmark and you're like, oh, this is nice. And then, you know, something happens. And you're like, oh my God, what, where am I?
See, I gotta keep it Hallmark or ID channel. So there's, you know, there's no crossover really. It's either lovey dovey or murder, murder.
We likey likey. Yeah.
Lovey lovey or daddy daddy.
Yeah. Dad.
Daddy.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get into our Patreon episode this week. I'm excited for you guys to hear it. Hopefully, if you're not already a Patreon subscriber, you will subscribe and listen to the episode. We love her. You guys, she is the real deal. She's so funny. And yeah, otherwise, we'll catch you next week. Merch is up on the website, tour merch, sorority merch, all the things. You can follow us on Instagram at Swiping Up, me at Spencer So Basic,
and me at Wendy Being Basic.
And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
There's also a secret pizza place in there.
What?
Yeah.
In the Cosmo?
Yeah, it's a secret pizza
like a
place.
Speakeasy?
Yes, kind of, except it's literally like there's no signs for it. There's nothing. The only way you know it's there is by word of mouth. And it's this like,
that sounds amazing.
It's good pizza too, but it's like this little secret hallway and you get in and it's like this teeny tiny little pizzeria. The line is forever long once you find it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to have to ask.
Go there.
There's this book. It's called Contagious, which is an unfortunate name after everything we've been through, but it has nothing to do with like.
None of it.
I feel so bad for the author. I'm like, man, you timed that wrong. Like that. I'm sorry, but it's all about going viral. And the book itself is so interesting, but he talks about how there's all these different factors that can go into what causes something to go viral. And it's not necessarily what you think it would be. But anyway, he talks about this little restaurant in New York City, and it's a hot dog. They sell hot dogs, right? Like every other place in New York City. But you walk in and you get your hot dog, and in the back of the room, there's an old-fashioned phone booth. And it just looks like it's a prop, you know, or something like that. Well, what you do is you walk in, you pick up the phone, you don't dial anything, and a person on the other end picks it up, and they're like, you know, welcome to, I don't know, Red Napkin. What is your name? And you tell them your name, and they're like, okay. Wait 5 minutes, someone will come and get you. And then another door opens inside.
Oh my gosh. That's so cool.
The phone booth to a secret speakeasy.
That's really cool. See, I love stuff.
And they don't advertise. And in fact, the card that you get, it says, "Welcome to whatever. Don't tell anyone about it," which is genius. Because I mean, if anything, what's the first thing you're going to do? Oh my God.
Tell everybody.
We just went to the coolest place. Yes.
That is so really smart. Cool.
I know.
Well, dang. So what's it called?
Maybe that's like reverse psychology.
It is reverse psychology for sure. What's this place 100%. Called? I want to go.
She doesn't know. Hold on. That's why she was calling it the red napkin.
She's going to know.
Read the book.
Okay.
I don't know. I'll find it and I'll tell you.
Oh, I thought you said you've been there too.
No, I just read about it.
You just read about it from Contagious.
Yeah. We're going to go though. Don't worry.
I literally want to go there. I love that kind of crap.
I know. But it just kind of, it made it so that his whole idea was if you create an experience, that's one of the things that can go viral. So it doesn't necessarily have to be like life changing or funny or anything. But if you can create an experience for someone, they're more likely to talk about it.
Yeah, people overthink going viral. And like anybody that goes viral will say that. Like I've talked to people and they're like, yeah. Or we talked to Kim recently too, a couple episodes back. Yeah. She did the same thing. She had a video and she's like, it's always the things that you least expect to go viral. And then they do because people try to overthink stuff. And they're like, it just doesn't have that same like wow factor versus something like that where you're like you said, an experience of it. And then you're like, oh, damn, what's up? Like this thing blew up. Like, his whole book.
Well, it's like, oh, God, why can't I think of her last name? Her first name's Emily. She's with Trend. Emily Faber.
Falver.
Falver.
Oh, Falver.
Yeah.
Yes, that's it. Falver.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she went viral on TikTok. She's got a huge TikTok following now for literally asking her daughter in the mirror, piggies or bunnies, and then doing her hair.
For her hair. Yeah, I know.
I mean, the videos are absolutely adorable, but like, who would have thought that something like that would bring her to where she is now? Yeah, it's just, it's wild.
It doesn't make any sense. But I mean, in a way, it should encourage you to just keep trying. Like, just keep doing what you're doing without and being authentic is. That's what people are
talking. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do your kids think about you being on Instagram?
Oh my God. there's three boys. We have a 17, a 15, and a 12. And then my daughter is grown into the mix and she's 14. So I have my two and my husband has two. But they think it's okay. They think it's pretty cool, like Lucy is my daughter and she'll like some things. She has a very good attitude about it and appreciates that I'm like, people think I'm funny and stuff like that. But sometimes the stuff I've done, she's like, mom, like you can't do like, I can't, like I said, the word vagina. And she's like, mom. And I'm like, oh what? And but I mean, they're like teenagers. So, I try really hard to respect their privacy. So like if they're not on here a bunch, but they're pretty incredible and they think it's pretty funny. And they also like it when like an older classmates are like, oh my God, I saw your mom on Instagram or whatever.
They're like, yeah, that's our mom. She's cool.
But then I'm like, oh shit. Like when, going to like their games and stuff like that, I'm always like, oh, I'm gonna have to like do my hair, or I should probably not be in like rubber boots and put a little bit of effort into this. But
it's real, you know what? When you get on there and it's like first thing in the morning, that's just real.
Yeah, they think it's pretty cool. My husband is pretty funny. He's like, man, I used to be like known as the chief of police, but now I'm just Ashley's husband. And I'm like,
yes, you made it. And you're done. You're like, I'm retiring from this now. That's it.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I love that.
Tell him to change his Instagram handle to Ashley's husband.
He was so I don't even know. I just said something nice about him and I tagged him and that's all it was. There was no like, go follow this man, nothing. Oh, I think it was, he was just being silly. He danced. I had some music on and he was in the background, like, full white guy dancing. And people were like, oh, he's so cute. And I'm like, he really is. Like, he's just such a good sport and he always goes along with it. And, well, like 300 women.
I'm sure.
And this man, like, there ain't shit that rattles him. Like, he is, you know, like, it doesn't matter if it's a kid fight, gun fight, fire fight. Like, he's like, all right, let's talk about it. You know what? Okay. But a bunch of women following him on Instagram, and he was like, what the fuck is that? What is going on?
Rattled him.
Yeah. I saw your, you had posted the text, right? Thread that y'all yeah. had when he was like, oh my gosh. Oh, and another one, 25 more.
Yeah. Who are they? Do I know them? Who are these people? I'm like, I don't know who they are. And he's like, I don't like this. I don't like this at all. You need to tell them that they can't follow me. They're going to be extremely disappointed. This is not okay.
Hey, yeah. Reverse psychology. Can you imagine getting on your stories and be right? like, don't follow my husband. They're like, okay, follow.
Yeah. He'll have 1,000 new followers by morning.
Yeah.
Well, and he refused to post because he's like, no, I won't. I'm not going to do it. Absolutely not.
So they all not give them like, what they want.
No. And if anything, it made it even like they just kept showing up more. And he's like, this is bullshit. And this, I'm not going to do it. Absolutely not. Oh my God.
Give him some extra drinks in Vegas and get him to post it. So I let you think I'm perfect. I let you think it. Fix smiling because it's working. Whoa. Cover up my problems. You know I got them. Let you think I'm perfect. Ooh. Let you think I'm perfect.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.